Alright, so next up we're talking about team leaders and team roles, basically, and what's kind of expected as you if you're a team leader on an activity. So later on, very shortly, we're going to be doing a activity schedule for camp, and everybody gets to put their hands up for what activities they would like to do, because you know, that's what we're there for, is to have fun and do things that are fun. So if you are very passionate about it and you want to be the team leader on the project or on the task, that means that it is your responsibility to make sure that it happens. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to make all the decisions or boss everyone around or whatever else, but it means that at the end of the day, if it doesn't come through, then Marissa and I will go to you and be like, hey, look, you've got 2 days and you haven't done anything for the big game this year. Like, what are you doing? What's happening here? So the team leader is the person who has the responsibility to, again, not come up with all the ideas themselves. They can if they want to, and they're particularly hardworking, but it's more a matter of you are the one responsible, make sure that ideas are flowing and that things are happening with the team. And if you're on that team, then you can shout out your own ideas. If you're on the team, I'd be like, hey, I think this is a great idea for theme night. I want to do, I don't know, Dracula or something, if you're into Bram Stoker. But the point is that the team leader is one who has that ultimate responsibility, and then everyone else has to kind of,
I was going to say, you're also a liaison, so if someone else who's not on that activity wants to know about it, you're the go-to.
Yeah, exactly. So if Tammy's on Big Game, and we want to say, hey, what's the Big Game in 2 days' time? And Tammy's on, I don't know, Dracula.
New Zealand.
Dracula in New Zealand. So
that's called what we do in the shadows.
Yeah, I just like that. That's not
how we can do. Chris John, can you turn the light on from the lights, please? Thank you.
So it's just about, you don't necessarily have the full control over it. You're still on a team with people at the end of the day, and if you start, you know, alienating and ostracizing and being an absolute mongrel about your team, and everybody doing exactly my way and whatever else, then the team's not going to want to work with you, and it's going to be a terrible activity all around. So it's still a democratic process, but the responsibility ultimately falls on you to make it happen. So the trivia night last year, I don't know if you guys were there for that or remember it. I was a team leader on that, but I actually did not as much work as everyone else because Marika and Yana were just so on board with their vision and their plan, and then plastering my face with all that garbage.
That was fun,
I guess.
I enjoyed that.
And so it was more their vision than it was mine, even though I was the team leader. And I was happy to let them run with that because I don't really care about making things look pretty. I just really want to write the trivia questions. So
the way that we kind of choose team leaders is there's different roles in a team when Eric and I are looking at who's going to be in what team. So you'll have someone generally that's very experienced in either that activity or camp in general, and they're like your safety net. They're probably not going to be the team leaders because they're the ones that are going to empower you guys and support you in learning how to do all these things. Then we'll have the team leader, which is someone that is given that responsibility so you guys can learn how to do these different things with your safety net there. Because like I said, at the end of the day, there's only a few of us left and we're not going to be here for the next, 10 years. So learn what you can from us so that you can be someone else's safety net in a few years' time. Then you got the supporting players where you're the doers and the ideas people and just kind of going with the flow and helping out and building the team and whatever. It might be a team of two, it might be a team of four or five, depending on whatever activity it is. So when you are the team leader, use your resources and people around you to really understand how to do things, how to bring things together. You know, we've all got quite a lot of skills in organisation, delegation, planning, putting together time sheets, running sheets, all those sorts of things. So use the safety nets to help you do that.
If you haven't heard any people in your team, communicate to them. And if you get nothing, go to Marissa as soon as you can because it affects in the long term.
Yeah.
Of that, so
particularly
make sure.
If it's something big,
Yeah. Even theme nights.
Yeah.
If you haven't heard from team, oh my god, I haven't heard. It's only a month away. What am I going to do?
Something like the hike, it's a little bit less important, but as I learned this year, it is still important to make sure you have a bit of a schedule and a plan.
And a backup plan.
There was a few, I don't know, hiccups is a good word. Yeah.
Potentially the hike would even have something that needs to go out before camp. So
yeah, exactly. Because if you want to go off site, you need
a
permission slip. But we were 100% allowed to do that this year.
And that's what your safety nets are there for. They're there to just guide you and say, have you considered this? Have you considered this? You might have some amazing ideas, but they'll bring you back and ground you and be like, hey, what's the logistics of organizing that? Can we do it? And you might be able to, might be fine, but they're going to be there to help you sort out those sort of problems. So sorry, not sorry, the really experienced people will probably be on two or three different activities to help that sort of stuff. See how we go. Especially you. You're on everything.
Yeah, I was going to say, usually two or three.
That's
a week off.
That's
normal.
No, I know. Like, just put me down like really... That. Pardon?
I'm just on
put
everything.
Put Tammy down for everything.
Tammy's on everything. Yeah. But yeah, so you might have some really cool ways of thinking and doing some cool stuff, but it's the logistical side of things at camp and how it works that we want to make sure that you're understanding to make it work. Yeah?
Yeah. Are we going to talk about Weebly or previous acts things?
We're going to talk about the website tomorrow.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yep. Cool, that's all. As long as all my uploading isn't going to waste.
No, 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 definitely not.
So on that, are we happy to do the activity schedule now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm not going to record the activity.
That's fine.